ne? Aman.
Geldim.
Saat sıçradın 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 ne? Aman.
Geldim.
10 years in the grass, for days no sleeping. Can you see me? A secret call denied, deny the secret code. Cousins asleep in Olympic sleep. Uncles pushing swings, mad uncles, reaching for the clouds, dreaming about bolts. Going to the island, isolated retreat, near the stepping stones, rocking dreams and TV screens. Trees with arms scooping up children. Down the steps, the quiet place. This is a quiet place to sit and think. Everyday rituals in deep snow. Not a song or a soul in a big hole. Sitting with the swans in the cult of the big coat by the lake. Sublime moments. Ever little miracle dogs. With phobia of water, running and running and running and running. Dad built a fire. Running and running and running and running. letter on the neck. Sofa surfing connected with geography. Running and running and running and running. Connected with the morning fog. Brothers and sisters in hard winters.
On space highway, 3 long years to this day. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 miles, home is a long, long way away. From ground to stern, it's 20 miles long, 10 miles high and wide. A beautiful swan in a silent sea. No water to slow her down. Sometimes it seems motionless, caught between time and space. Over tiny stars, distant rush and light. Signs are bursting in the rain. No earthly sound can penetrate this black and endless void.
Running and running and running and running, 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 running and running and running and running.
So before the black swan preparing, we're backing onto the park here. I was lucky enough to be the first male to be allowed above the ground floor in this block of flats. And I got a basement window overlooking the lake for £7 a week. Indeed, wow. And yeah, I loved it. We used to come and play tennis here.
Sit there on a log and do some writing. She's a filmmaker and she's going to get her ideas for a recent project. Now I'm a poet, you see, I'm a writer. And what happened then was I just started looking out the window at the, because our flat used to oversee the Sky Garden. We're based near Lee Van Catwood Green Estate, big mirrored pond in the middle of it. And then what happened was I began to have this, not fantasy, but this sort of vision about her going down to Mosley Park around about 6 o'clock June evening, and she sits on that log over there. You know the log, don't you? You know what I'm talking about, the big vertical log that sits below a dip. And she's sitting there writing, and then she looks to her left and then she notices the body of this poet, and he's lying there. He's been there for quite some time. He's been there for about 2-3 weeks probably, still wearing his clothes, still with the notepad next to him, and it's all beginning to sink back into the ground. Some maggots in his eyes, spiders in his ears, flesh going back into the soil, stones trickling up into his fingernails, ants, worms crawling in and out of his sockets, everything. Being at one with the ground, metaphysical, Ted Hughes. Absolutely beautiful experience. You could say at once the poet is being as part of reality in the future. And she notices this and she speaks again from her cider bottle. And she keeps on making notes. And she comes back today, tries to film them, he's not there. And I'm staring outside the window before I get to the test.